Thank you. Well, it's 23 minutes past seven. There may be a ban later this week on food producers using words like sausage and burger to describe items that are plant-based rather than made from meat. The European Commission is mulling over this change, which would make it actually illegal even if a prefix like vegetarian burger or vegan sausage was used. And we are, of course, outside the EU, but the standardisation of packaging for manufacturers means that there is a strong chance that it would be adopted here too. Richard McIlwain joins us, Chief Executive of the Vegetarian Society. Good morning.
Morning.
My first question, it might sound flippant, and I promise you it's genuinely not supposed to be, but why does it matter? Because the products would still exist, they would stay the same, it would be one word on the packaging. Why is that important?
There are two primary reasons. One is this policy is trying to solve a problem that doesn't exist. So it's hardly evidence-based policymaking. The idea behind it is to reduce confusion in the marketplace. The idea that consumers are confused, they regularly buy, say, plant-based sausages rather than meat-based sausages. And yet there are any number of surveys going back over the last 5 years that show this simply isn't the case. In fact, the umbrella body for European consumer groups show that 80% of people across Europe are quite happy with meaty terms for plant-based products. And a YouGov survey last week showed that well over 90% of people in the UK had never bought a plant-based sausage, thinking it was a meat-based sausage. And the second reason, quite honestly, is because, particularly with flexitarians, people who are trying to cut down on meat, they need familiarity. Very often, they want to have something that tastes and feels like meat, but doesn't contain the meat for whatever reason, whether that's for health or for environment. And so they look for terms like burger or sausage or steak to guide them. These things are often sat in place, but plant-based sections in supermarkets as well. So it's actually very difficult to make a mistake. So it's actually trying to solve a problem that doesn't exist, could actually harm the growing plant-based industry, and would restrict choice and ease of choice for people who are trying to make different decisions with their diet, particularly those who are looking to cut down meat.
Would it harm the industry? Would somebody, if they could see a delicious, I don't know, mushroom-based sausage, and it was on the shelf, and if it didn't have the word sausage written on the packaging, would they look at it and think, oh, you know what, I don't fancy that anymore, I'm gonna go and get some meat instead? Would that happen?
Well, it could well do, couldn't it? I mean, what's it going to be called? A disc or a tube? I mean,
you could pick something
nonsense.
I'm sure there'd be marketing people who would pick something slightly nicer than a disc or a tube.
The point is, you would hope, absolutely. The point is, why would those marketing people need to do this? There isn't a problem that exists. And that's my core point. This is actually more about protectionism. So this is the EU Commission being pushed by well-funded animal agriculture and meat lobbyists to protect animal agriculture and meat in the face of a growing plant-based industry. Of course, we've still got a climate crisis. We still have a biodiversity crisis. Millions and billions of pounds have been pumped into the plant-based sector. Not just that, but also now increasingly the cultivated meat sector, being able to grow meat from animal cells. So in the future, we may well be able to have our meat without the huge swathes of land that animal agriculture takes up. Now, clearly, for vested interests, that's a massive threat. And so what we contend is that this is simply about protecting the animal industry in Europe. And of course, as you said in your opener, the risk is very much because of alignment now with UK and EU on trade, that this will then come into the UK and absolutely will harm and set back those plant-based businesses. I mean, we've had veggie burgers and sausages for 40 years. Nobody is confused about if it's got veggie burger in front of it, buying it, thinking it's a meat-based burger. And the other thing is, how far does this go? Are people confused at hot dogs? They don't contain dog. Do people buy a beef tomato thinking it's got beef in it? Are we going to ban Glamorgan sausages? Because, of course, they're famously made with cheese.
These are big questions, Richard, for this time of the morning. They really are. Big existential questions for 7:27. Thank you for joining us, Richard McIlwain. He's Chief Executive of the Vegetarian Society. Worth saying, by the way, we did ask the European Commission about this, about what their reasoning was for wanting to do it. They haven't got back to us on that just yet.
Cheese discs.